T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former 49er president and CEO and Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame inductee coming Monday, April 24th. Ladies and gentlemen, Carmen Policy joining Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Mr. Policy, first off, good morning. It's great to have you on, and congratulations on the induction in the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for having me on. And this is a great honor. I mean, it's I would like to play it a little cooler than I'm going to sound, but I have to be honest with you. I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to have been selected for the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame.
And you're going in with quite an accomplished group of individuals. Bill Cartwright, who's going to join the show later today at 9:05. Kerry Walsh, who's one of the greatest Olympians the country has ever seen. I mean, this is no joke, this class you're a part of.
No, and Matt, and you're right. I mean, you know, if you want to be judged by the company you keep, these athletes have really elevated my stature. And Matt Williams, who was always a kind of a favorite of mine, because when he was playing for the Giants, he used to be our guest at the 49er games. And he'd come and hang out with us, you know, on game day, and actually watch the games with us on a few occasions. And I just really liked him, you know, as a person, and I rooted for him. I rooted for him throughout his career, not only with the Giants, but even when he was with the Cleveland Indians and played in the Cleveland Indians World Series effort. So it's truly, again, I keep repeating myself, and I know I'm not being very eloquent, but it's such an honor. The whole concept of being part of this Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, and then, as you put it, coming in with these wonderful, gifted people is just, it's almost too much to grasp.
And you'll be joining Eddie D, who's already in, Roger Craig, Jerry Rice, and so many more of the players who played alongside the great San Francisco 49ers. And Carmen, looking at the Niners situation as they sit, needing a GM and needing a head coach, what advice would you impart to Jed York, if you haven't imparted any already, as to how he should proceed to rebuild this one once great franchise?
Well, I have not offered any advice, and in fairness, they haven't asked for any advice. But the point of view that I would offer is that try to surround yourself with a variety of, shall we say, knowledgeable people that can give you the kind of insight you need as you make some of these decisions, and go after it, but put your priorities and put your goals in proper perspective. Understand what it is you're really trying to accomplish, and you're not going to do it all in one fell swoop. There's just not all of these masterminds out there that come in with silver bullets loaded in their gun that are going to solve the problems overnight, and just make the right decision and build on it.
Carmen, O'Neal here. What made you and Eddie so successful? What was some of the different moving parts, but how were you able to channel in to make sure what you guys were doing, the common goal, and who was one of your liaisons who you would get information and someone that you looked up to help you in your process?
Well, that's a fascinating question. And Eddie was the perfect owner. He really was a sportsman. As far as he was concerned, the 49ers were a journey in life. They were a mission. Secondarily, they were a business. The currency that he brought to the table when he bought the 49ers wasn't hard cash. The currency he brought to the table was this insatiable desire to win. And I loved that feistiness and the spirited nature he had, even when he went off, shall we say, off the edge, and even when he crossed the line. He brought such excitement to the whole franchise, and I think I offered something by way of, shall we say, a certain safety net and tone of moderation that could channel some of that nuclear-like energy he had and put it on the proper course so that it can be used more effectively and more efficiently. And we were just the perfect combination, I think. And I'll be forever grateful to him for the opportunities he gave me. And by the way, gentlemen, I couldn't help it. I already reached out to him and asked him to be my presenter on April 24th, and he's agreed. So he'll be here.
Awesome. Oh, that's great.
Yep, he'll be here, and I'm sure with him here and the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame and so forth, that'll be the magnet for bringing all the guys together. And it's going to be a little bit of a 49er reunion here in San Francisco.
I'm sure they'll serve a cocktail or two for a reunion like that to toast some good times.
Well, I think that's an understatement. And, the wine will flow, I can assure you.
Love it. Former 49er president and CEO, the great Carmen Policy, joining Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. The process the 49ers are facing right now, looking for a new general manager, looking for a new head coach. If you were in the position where you had to make these decisions, take us through the thought process. What are you asking potential coaching candidates? What are you asking potential GM candidates? How do you find the right fit for your organization?
Well, I think what you have to look for, first of all, is talent. You cannot manufacture talent. You could have smart people. You can have people who have winning ways about them. You could have people that talk the good game, that engage in the interview and really kind of wow you because they've been able to build their lexicon and build their style of presentation up based upon a lot of rote and copycat behavior. But you need someone with real heart and a soul, a commitment, a passion. And again, I'm going to use the term talent. I mean, you could tell when you look at John Madden that he's the real thing. We had the sense when we met with Bill Walsh and Eddie made the final decision to hire Bill. Bill was the honest to God, true genius. And you had the feeling that if he could hang in there and you helped him as best you could, and that we had a little luck in the process, he was going to take us to the promised land. There are times when you can't see it as clearly as that. There are times when you can sense that there's a solid base, there's a solid core, there's an absolute opportunity to make things work. And those are very valuable people as well. But you've got to get your system in place. And let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers for a second. They are one of the most consistent organizations in all of football. They've only had, if I'm not mistaken, three coaches in the last, what?
Since 1969.
Okay, so that's the last, what, almost six
almost
decades.
50 years, yeah.
Almost 50 years, 5 decades. I mean, and so establishing a system, staying true to the system, and bringing people in that you hope to build on, and that you're looking, you know, to do what has to be done to make you what you are, to present how you want to be presented. That's the key. And unfortunately, when you're desperate and you're out there and you're trying to get something done because things are just hitting rock bottom, that's when you make the worst mistakes.
Former San Francisco 49ers president and CEO, the great Carmen Policy with Joe Lowen Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Mr. Policy, first and foremost, thank you so much for your time today. But more importantly, congratulations into the news, the announcement that you will be inducted into the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame on Monday, April 24th. We're thrilled for you, and that's awesome that Eddie D is going to come out and speak on your behalf as well. We're really looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, gentlemen, and I'm not ashamed to say I'm going to enjoy every moment of this.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Policy. Have a great day.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.